Danny Pacheco, and welcome to Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback that tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly backlot report. We have a great show for you. Our program is dedicated to the lovely lady characters that have been created in film and subsequently in song. Historically speaking, some of these fine women were real inspirations, such as Ida, the wife of Eddie Cantor, which was reprised and sung by Keith Purcell in The Eddie Cantor Story in 1953. However, today we will look at the literary grand dames of cinema, and one of the most beguiling was the character created by Vera Caspary and adapted to the screen by Otto Preminger. The 1944 film noir classic starring Dana Andrews, Clifton Webb, who received an Oscar nomination, and of course, Jean Tierney in the title role. Allow me to conjure up Laura on Forgotten Hollywood.
Laura is a face in the misty light.
Your very first kiss to you.
20th Century Fox produced the motion picture, which also featured Vincent Price and Dame Judith Anderson. Those wonderful lyrics were written by the incomparable Johnny Mercer. By the way, I should mention that Spike Jonze would later do a hilarious send-up of this haunting tune. In 1950, a minor Cold War drama which featured Alan Ladd didn't cause much sparks at the box office. However, Captain Carey USA won an Academy Award due to the unforgettable performance of Nat King Cole. The plot of the film takes place in post-war Italy, so homage was paid to a most famous artistic creation, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Currently, this 16th century portrait hangs in the Louvre in Paris. Natalie Cole later offered a tribute to her famous dad by re-recording the tune. Here's her version on Forgotten Hollywood.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that? Mona Lisa, strangeness in your style. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art?
This fabulous number appeared in other motion pictures, including Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window and a 1986 British film entitled, of course, Mona Lisa.
I'm the Pink Lady, and Forgotten Hollywood is now in the pink.
Gigi, am I a fool without a mind, or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why, you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh no, overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are? Gigi. Gigi. To have seen the change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are. Musicals
have always seemed to highlight the gentler sex. Gigi had her own song, so did Adelaide from Guys and Dolls, and Marion in The Music Man. Two of the finest 1950s Broadway shows became memorable motion pictures. Ironically, both leading ladies in each film were considered femme fatales of sorts. And the music written to capture their allure is each considered a bona fide standard. May I present Lola from Damn Yankees and Maria from West Side Story on Forgotten Hollywood.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants joy. Make up your mind to help. No regret. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for. And your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. No use to fight. Don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Oh. Give in. My clothes. Do you like my ruffles? Ring! Hello, Joe! It's me! He hit so far! That's Joe! Toro Joe! Ay, 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 ay! Ha! 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 Olé! I always get
never win. I'm irresistible, you fool.
Maria, the most beautiful sound I ever heard. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a song can be. Maria, say it loud, and there's music playing. Say it soft, and it's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying, Maria. I'll never stop saying, Maria. The most beautiful sound I
cultivated this successful formula, the dedication of themes and references to the main feminine character through song. This is most wonderfully exhibited in Evita, The Rocky Horror Show, Man of La Mancha, The Phantom of the Opera, Chicago, The Producers, and most effectively, Hello Dolly and Grease. Even in Paint Your Wagon, they call the wind Mariah. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
Hello, Dolly, this is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room sway while the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas. Darling, never away again.
The mere mentions of heartthrobs as Troy Donahue, Sal Mineo, and of course Sandra Dee added to the fun of Grease. In fact, movies which looked at teen angst were very popular in the pre-Beatles era. Often popular songs were written about young love. Sandra Dee, Deborah Wally, and Debbie Reynolds furnished the idyllic depiction in pictures such as Tammy and the Bachelor and the Gidget series of films. Here's a brief look at this 50s age of innocence on Forgotten Hollywood.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Whippoorwill, you and I know. Can't let him go. The breeze from the bayou keeps murmuring low. Tammy, Tammy, you love him so. When the night is warm, soft and warm, I long for his charms. I'd sing like a violin I were in his arms. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
She acts sort of teenage, just in between age, looks about 4'3". Although she's just small fry, just about so high, Gidget is the one for me. A regular tomboy, but dressed for a prom, boy, how cute can one girl be? Although she's not king size, her finger is ring size, Gidget is the one for me. If she says she loves you, you can bet your boots she loves you. If she says she hates you, that can also mean she loves you. It very well may be she's just a baby speaking romantically. If that's a bad feature, I'll be the teacher. The Gidget is the one for me. She's not much on glamour, and she should improve her grammar. Still I sigh and stammer, and my heart beats like a little old hammer. Strictly from Dixie, face like a pixie, shorter than girls should be. The rest of the shipment, standard equipment, just a doll in dungaree. The Gidget is the one for me. She's it.
When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, a discussion about forbidden fruit. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Female characters during Hollywood's studio era were not always sweet and uncomplicated, conniving, brutal, terrifying, and just plain mean might describe more than a few of our heroines. Bette Davis mastered these types of roles in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane and Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte. And don't even get me started on Anne Bancroft's character in The Graduate. But first, here's Patti Page on Forgotten Hollywood.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies. Oh, hold him, darling, please hold him tight. And brush the tear from your eyes. You weep because you had a dream last night. You dream that he said goodbye. He held two roses within his hand. Two roses he gave to you. The red rose tells you of his passion, the white rose, his love so true. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till. And every night after he shall die, yes, every night when he's gone, the wind will sing to you this lullaby. Sweet Charlotte was loved by John. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies.
We like to know a little bit about you for our fine. to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
Graduate was a wicked comedy with a screenplay written by Buck Henry and the able direction of Mike Nichols. Anne Bancroft received an Oscar nomination for her portrayal of a pioneering cougar. The music of Simon and Garfunkel gave the film an edgy, folksy feel, which was very appropriate for an emerging 1968 audience craving mature themes in film. Clint Eastwood, the star of Paint Your Wagon, directed a motion picture which took the menace of scorned women to another level. In case you might have forgotten, this movie pioneered how modern psychological thrillers were created. To this day, radio announcers still get a chill if you were to call and ask, "Play Misty for me."
Mm-hmm. roses are red. All the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Jean. Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half-dream and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean. Tell the sheep in the valley, come home my way. Till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean. Jean, roses are red, and all the leaves have gone green. While the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze, come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half-dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. Jean. La da 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 da.
In the prime of Miss Jean Brodie, Maggie Smith captured an Oscar for playing a petty Scottish schoolteacher with a knack for getting her students and faculty in trouble. Oliver recorded a hit version in 1969 dedicated, well, to the shrew-like spinster. Up next on Forgotten Hollywood, the radio columnist of the Orange County Register, Gary Lycan, and his backlot segment, with current news and notes about Hollywood's past.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. This week, let's continue the theme on women in the cinema, and I will tell you about some names you may recognize and one you may not, but they have all had memorable roles in the movies. First, remember the name and movie, Mildred Pierce? Joan Crawford won an Oscar playing the title role in this classic film noir, but did you know at one point early on in the process, they were thinking of casting Anne Sheridan? Thank goodness they went with Joan. And, you know, movies never die, they just get remade, right? Who said that? Anyway, Kate Winslet is starring as Mildred Pierce in an HBO movie, so remakes do occur. Next, I want to tell you about Elena Verdugo, an actress who may be best remembered by baby boomers for her role on the Robert Young series Marcus Welby as his assistant, Consuelo Lopez, in all of that series' 172 episodes. That long before Dr. Welby, she was cast as the gypsy girl Ilanka in the 1944 movie House of Frankenstein with Boris Karloff and Lon Chaney Jr. I interviewed her for another radio show, but she loved sharing stories about the time she spent with Chaney, who played Larry Talbot, a.k.a. the Wolfman. She said he was a delight, a perfect gentleman, and on filming breaks, they would go out to the food wagon where they would climb up on top and they would dangle their legs. She laughed as she recalled it, of course, because while her legs were shapely and beautiful, Cheney was in full Wolfman makeup with large hairy feet and legs dangling alongside hers. It would have been a picture that TMZ would have loved today. Patricia Norris deserves a mention here, too. Now, I know you don't recognize her name, and her credits include Scarface and The Elephant Man. All right, here's your trivia for the week. Faye Ray had the starring role in 1934's Viva Villa with Wallace Berry, but the role originally was to be played by Latin star Dolores Del Rio. So what happened? Well, you'll find out in the second volume of Manny Pacheco's Forgotten Hollywood. Oh, and Ray? Well, of course, she went on to fame in King Kong. 2 days after she died at age 96 in 2004, the thousands of lights at the Empire State Building, forever remembered as the site where Kong died and climbed up to the top first with Ann Darrow and fell, were dimmed for 15 minutes. Last, I want to pay tribute to actress, singer, dancer Lena Horne. You will hear much more about her in a future episode, but she passed away in 2010 at age 93. A classy lady. Actress Vanessa Williams said when Horne was asked to sing for the troops in World War II, all of the white soldiers were in the front and all the black soldiers were in the back. And Lena Horne got down and went to the back of the auditorium to sing for the black soldiers. That was her way of rocking the system. She took a stand and she did it with such grace and such power and such beauty. That from Vanessa Williams. Well, that's the Backlot Visit for this week. And now, let's go back to our guide into Forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco.
Thank you, Gary Lycan. And thank you, producer Steve Guzman. We began our program with the bewitching Laura. How fitting is Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago, written by Maurice Jarre, and at one time famously recorded by Ray Conniff. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.